Okay, welcome everybody from lunch, and we are about to start. And I start by inviting the secretary to explain something, especially with regards to the clock. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to draw the attention of the Commission to the fact that there is a small booth on the ground floor of this building where you can actually purchase Codex CD-ROM, which contains the all text-based standards that were adopted by the last session of the Commission. Of course, the Secretariat is not anticipatory enough to which standards will be adopted by this year. So the new version of the CD-ROM will be produced sometime between this and the next session of the Commission. All Codex contact points will receive free of charge a few copies of the Codex CD-ROM in the meantime. However, those delegations, members and delegations wishing to obtain the copies right now, they can purchase it for fee. And observers who will not get anything in free of charge are also invited to look at this possibility of purchase of Codex CD-ROM. I'm using this opportunity to make an announcement about the two Codex communication material. One is the Codex DVD. It's a video which promotes the. It's meant to promote and help in facilitating the understanding of what Codex is doing for those people who are not familiar with Codex work. So there is one video product and one multimedia product. So these products will be equally sent to the Codex contact points free of charge in coming months. So you can count on being able to use these materials to promote Codex at the national level. Mr. Chairman, we have installed the signal lights so that to indicate the delegations making interventions know exactly when the time is up. Unfortunately, the system cannot be set in such a manner that the light goes to red at 2 minutes, but it will only go for orange.
On a pu en changer maintenant, ça va être 1 minute vert et 1 minute orange, sorry.
Ah, ok, donc c'est bon, hein. Oui, ça n'a rien à voir avec...
Non, ça n'a rien à voir avec ça.
Okay.
En fait, c'est réglé sur 4 minutes, une vert, une orange. Et une...
Ok. There is a very quick fix to this technical problem. So you will have 1 minute green light, 1 minute orange light, and when the light turns red, your time is up. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And before we left for lunch, we had one appendix to adopt under agenda item 3. And I wish to invite the Secretary to present the appendix 6.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The remaining appendix is the appendix 6 of Alinom 06/29/4. This is the text developed by Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, and the text was reviewed by the CCGP, and the CCGP made a very minor editorial amendment. So the text is now for adoption by the Commission for subsequent inclusion in the procedural manual. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Then can I ask the Commission if there is any objection to the Commission adopting this text?
Thailand,
please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have submitted our comments related to the second recommendation regarding measurement uncertainty as appeared in document LIM 10. Regarding the 23rd session of the CCTP, Thailand expressed its necessity of having a clear guidance or recommendation tools to apply the allowance for measurement uncertainties available. We therefore would like to reiterate our previous comment that the recommendation suggests letting the Commodity Committee establish their own allowance for measurement uncertainty are not acceptable. This recommendation is likely to create inconsistency to the standards elaborated by the Codec Commodity Committee. We believe that additional guidelines and information are needed to accompany this recommendation for the advantage of making the recommendation more useful and varied. We therefore would like to propose that the Commission should not adopt this document unless the work to establish a guideline providing useful information for the application of the document, especially on the measurement uncertainty, is assigned as a priority to the CCMAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Thailand. Seeing no any other flag, then I think the Commission, what it should do...
Malaysia.
Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to support Thailand in the request for the Commission to request CCMAS to develop a Codex guidelines on the measurement of uncertainty. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia. Argentina, please.
Muchas gracias, presidente. Argentina quisiera apoyar lo dicho por Tailandia y Malasia. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina.
Another flag?
No.
Mali?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La délégation du Mali voudrait soutenir ce que vient de dire la Thaïlande et les autres délégations. Merci.
Thank you, Mali.
Can you ask Selma to give some clarification?
Okay, I see no any other flag, then I wish to ask...
United States.
Sorry?
United States.
Is that?
USA.
Oh, United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a point of clarification. As we understand the intervention from Thailand, it is a request for CCMAS to do new work, and we would like to ask if that request is agreed to by the Commission, should CCMAS develop a project document in accordance with the procedures that we have recently developed? We believe this work needs scope and timing before we agree to it.
Thank you, United States of America. And at this juncture, I wish to invite Selma to give some information. Selma, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are various questions. There are some substantial comments on this document. This document, I might, of course, go back to the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. Just would like to recall that this is a document for inclusion into procedural manual. So this is why it went to the Committee on General Principles. The recommendation to Codex Committee is to discuss, when they discuss and agree on a specification, would be to indicate whether they, what is their approach to measurement uncertainty. It does not tell them exactly what to do. So when you are devising a specification, it is recommended to state the following information in the standard so that it is clear how the specification was devised and whether or not it takes into account measurement uncertainty. So that's one of the, just one point for clarification. Now, as regards proposal for a new work, I think we need to clarify the fact that there already exist guidelines for measurement uncertainty intended for government, which were adopted 2 years ago by the Commission. So that's an adopted text two sessions ago. Then if we send this document back to the Committee on Method of Analysis and Sampling, it would be to revise the document and to provide, what I understood from the comments, additional guidance to commodity committees or to codex committees in general. So that would not be new work in the sense of work through the step procedure, which would require a project document, because we are still in the procedural manual. This document is entirely for guidance of codex committees, not for government. As regards guidance to government, there already exist guidelines on measurement uncertainty, and other texts are under consideration. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Selma. And from that clarification, it means we can adopt the appendix, but request the guidelines for measurement of uncertainty by governments to be considered by the Committee on Sorry, I had to consult just to make sure that I use the right words. We shall adopt the text and ask CCMAS to look at the document that was adopted by this commission and meant for members, and see if that text document can also be extended to guide committees. Is there any objection to that this summary? Seeing none, then the text is adopted. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you realize we are behind schedule, and I wish to invite you to start looking at agenda item 4. Our planning was agenda item 4 should have been finished before lunch, which we couldn't finish. So I really wish to ask the delegates who want to say something to be concise and assist us to make progress. And can I start by inviting the Secretary to introduce the agenda item? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The relevant document for this agenda item is Alinom 06/29/5, Alinom 06/95/5A. We also have relevant discussions contained in the report of 58th session of the Executive Committee, which is Alinom 06/29/3A. And we have a series of documents conference room document bearing the LIM code on this particular item. That contain comments sent by government and organizations. Mr. Chairman, the Secretariat would suggest the Commission to take up document 5A and look at those standards, draft standards or proposed draft standards listed in part 1 and part 2 one by one, while inviting as appropriate the chairs of relevant committees to provide any additional information that would facilitate the consideration of these documents by the Commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And in fact, what I shall do is I will invite the chairpersons of each committee to briefly introduce the standards to be adopted. And I wish at this very beginning to caution that we don't really want to have the whole report from this committee, but brief introduction notes, especially with regards to the general agreement in the committee on the standard to be discussed. And then can I start therefore part one? And I wish to start with the Committee on Cereal and Cereal Products. And that's the draft standard for instant noodles. If I can recognize and invite the chairperson, please. Cereal and Cereal Products.
United States.
United States, please, of America.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The 13th session of CC Asia agreed to a draft proposed standard for instant noodles at step 5. The 26th session of the Commission adopted it and sent it to the Committee on Cereals, Pulses, and Legumes to be completed by correspondence. The issue was considered through several circular letters and agreed upon by CCPL and sent to the relevant committees for endorsement. The food additive sections were endorsed by the 26th session of the Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, and the methods of analysis endorsed at the 26th session of CC Mass. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, this standard has been considered by the relevant commodity committee and received the endorsements of the appropriate general subject committees. We note in the comments a few minor editorial comments from Japan that we believe could be accepted. However, Mr. Chairman, we submit this standard for adoption by the Commission.
Thank you, United States of America, and I wish to put it to the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of the standard with the slight editorial corrections proposed by Japan. See any flag?
No.
Seeing no flag, then the standard is adopted at step 8. The other committee is the Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants, and I wish to recognize the presence of the chairperson, Anne de Vier, the Netherlands, please. If you could briefly introduce the standard.
Thank you, Chairman. At first, I think it's nice to point out that we again tried to keep our reputation as a very productive meeting committee, and we have again had a very productive meeting, as you can see in your agenda. I think we had 64 countries present and 40 NGOs and over 350 people. And still we managed to come to good conclusions, and even on a few items, as you can see, like lead in fish, few items that had been on the agenda for a long, long time. So I think we had a good achievement this year again, and with all the good effects on human health worldwide. Before I introduce the items, I think it is quite nice from our committee to point out the GSFA online. We had during our meeting a presentation and a training on the GSFA online, and I want to congratulate Codex on this achievement. I think it's a big achievement that it is there, and I think the Secretariat needs thanks for all the work done in there. We also had a training for new delegates and a workshop on risk communication as a start of a discussion in Codex, hopefully to continue next year. Then on the items here, Chair, I think it's good to put some effort in explaining a little bit on the GSFA, because there are a few items put forward here for adoption that have to do with that. And there might be a little misinterpretation here and there, so I think I might tell you a little bit what we've done over the past years. We started a discussion on the preamble of the GSFA to revitalize the procedures we have there and to decide on how we wanted to proceed, and you see that here in the preamble. Then, following this, as a starting point for the decision on how we want to go on with the provisions in the GSFA, we started on the decision here that the GSFA should be the single authoritative reference point for food additives. And from that point, we looked first at provisions in commodity committees and GSFA, and come to an alignment between those. That means that for the item put forward here, we dealt with provisions that have a one-to-one correspondence between commodity committee and GSFA. We didn't alter provisions at all. We just put in what was there in commodity committees and tried to and brought them into the GSFA. So we didn't alter commodity standards. There might be a little misunderstanding that there are different levels in the GSFA from the commodity committee. This has to do that we work from the perspective of the JECFA and the ADIs from JECFA, and they are usually a group of additives, and in the commodity committees there are smaller substances. So if you bring them together, you get a higher level. It looks like a higher level, but it is the same level in the end. Sorry. So I think it's important to see that we are not changing these levels that are already decided on. Then, as we pointed out in the preamble, of course, commodity standards will change in the future. And we pointed out as a procedure as how we want to go about these changes. This is, of course, a strong interrelation between CCFAC and commodity committees, where we need technical justifications and, of course, the human health perspective from the ADI. So this is, I think, I hope this answers for a lot of questions, and I think there is, from the point of view that we are changing, no reason not to put forward these drafts that are presented here. But I'm willing to answer more questions on that. And then I think lead and fish speaks for itself. It has been on the agenda for a long, long time. There is something said on, I think, levels of cadmium. We have cadmium and rice, not so much, but mollusks. I saw a few comments on that. We had a lengthy discussion on that this year, but also the previous year. We had JECFA pointing out different levels on mollusks of cadmium in mollusks and the health results of that. I realized at step 5 we were dealing with one, a level of one in the commission, and now it's up to two. But this was all in the perspective of what JECFA looked at earlier. And after a lengthy discussion in our committee, we came to a conclusion of two. So I understand there was a little necessity of more clearance on that. I think also, and then there is one other thing that I have to point out maybe, that the code of practice on dioxin and dioxin-like PCB contamination, we know that there is a discussion in the CCMS on this item. We pointed that out, but we have the idea is that we don't have to wait till the discussion is finalized over there before we can. I think we can still adopt this, and then it relates to the CCMS when the discussion finalizes there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson of the Food Additives and Contaminants Committee, and I would also want to ask the Commission to look at document ALNOM 06/26/3A. That's the executive report, the report of the executive of the 58th session of the executive committee, and in particular paragraphs 6 to 7. And the executive committee had asked CCFAC or CCFSC to, in future reports, clearly establish a distinction between additives provisions included in the adopted standards and proposed for incorporation into the GSFA, B, revocation of existing relevant provisions in the GSFA in order to ensure consistency with existing standards, and C, proposed amendments to current additive provisions in codex standards for inclusion in the GSFA. And this amendment may be referred to relevant committees. So we really wish to ask the Commission to endorse these recommendations from the Executive Committee, and paragraph 8, the Committee also recommended that when provisions for additives for inclusion into the GSFA result in amendments to additive provisions in the correct standards, consequential amendments should be made to the relevant standards, and that report of CFAC should include a table showing the existing additive provisions in the correct standards. So we are asking the Commission to endorse these recommendations from the Executive Committee. Netherlands, please.
India.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think it's of course worth to make it as clear as possible to the Commission and transparent as possible as we do. We want to take up that task to make it as clear as possible, but I think it is very difficult to have all these different reports together. So if we could agree that we make it as transparent as possible, I think you shouldn't, it is too specific to ask like this.
Thank you, Netherlands. India, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. We support the recommendations of the CC Executive Committee meeting. Taking off from that, there is a specific point in the draft revision of the preamble for the Codex General Standards for Food Additives, section 1.2. This section is limiting the role of the commodity committees to provide the technological justification in respect of standardized products only. Our view is that the commodity committee, because of its technical competence, would be in a position to give advice in respect of all products, whether standardized or not, which come under their purview. And only for those products which do not fall within the scope of an active commodity committee, the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants should appraise the technological need. We've given, Mr. Chairperson, our comments. It's been circulated in Lim 8, so that is for your consideration. In paragraph 3.1, our observation is, recently, for instance, we have seen that when you combine benzoic acid and ascorbic acid in soft drinks, they react to form benzene, which is carcinogenic. Therefore, in all cases of such non-standardized food, we believe the consultation with CCFAC is a must. We would therefore like to suggest that after item C, the following could be added. That would be a small d, that due consideration needs to be given to the possible effects of permitting two or more additives together when added in non-standardized products. We believe this suggestion is in accordance with some of the remarks of the chairperson of this committee also. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Thank you. India, could you repeat your small d, please?
We are suggesting after item C, item D,
new item,
to read, due consideration needs to be given to the possible effect of permitting two or more additives together when added in non-standardized products. This is included in Lim 8.
Thank you, India. I have seen it in Lim 8. I mean, my main concern was, are you suggesting that we bring it under the Executive Committee observations? And I would think that would be the wrong place. And if anything, this has to be raised in the CIS-FAC. Because what I was really asking was endorsement of the recommendation from the Executive Committee. And what you are really indicating does not fit exactly under the recommendations of the Executive Committee. And my suggestion would be, let's discuss this at the meeting of the Food Additives and Contaminants.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's the right place.
Oh. During the discussion on this item, because we did not start the discussion on the...
United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States supports the statement by the chair of CCFAC. We believe the recommendations by the Executive Committee are going in the wrong direction, taking us back to an older way of working. Codex must become more efficient. Codex made a decision in 1991 to focus on general subject committees. And now we want to go back to the Commodity Committee. So, Mr. Chairman, we strongly support the adoption of the GSFA as put forward by CCFAC.
Thank you, United States of America. Seeing no any other flag? European Community?
Merci, Monsieur le Président. La communauté européenne, au nom des 22 États membres qui sont présents dans cette session de la Commission, soutient aussi la déclaration de la présidente du CCFAC et l'adoption du standard tel que présenté. Merci.
Thank you, European Community.
Korea.
Korea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Korea is also support the recommendation of the chair of the CCFAC and very strongly support the adoption of this agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Korea. And I think we don't have to waste more time on this, and we would agree with the suggestion from the chair of the committee. And please, can we go to part one of Annum 06/29/5, and let's start looking at the standards from the correct committee on food additives and contaminants one by one. And if we start with the Codex Committee, the draft revision of the preamble on the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, is a proposal to adopt it at step 8. Is there an objection to the Commission adopting this text at step 8?
India.
I apologize, Mr. Chairperson. I made my comment. It was related to this particular standard, to the revision of this preamble. Would you like me to repeat those comments, or may it be?
India, I wonder whether you couldn't leave for the fact that we could adopt the text and also ask the committee to reconsider the D edition you talked of.
We had one more observation also, and that was that...
At least the D edition is accepted. That is to be referred to the committee.
That relates to 3.1. We had another observation on 1.2.
Okay.
So, would you like me to repeat it?
Please, repeat.
Our suggestion is that to insert at line 3 to 5, line 7, that the I will read the whole sentence. The Codex Commodity Committees have the responsibility and expertise to appraise and justify the technological need for the use of additives in all, we are asking the insertion of all foods, standardized or not, that come under their purview. That is an addition in that sentence. We are suggesting that the remainder of that sentence up to non-standardized food could be deleted. And the last sentence could be revised to read, when a food does not fall within the scope of an active commodity committee, Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants will appraise the technological need. The intent, Mr. Chairperson, is merely that the commodity committees should examine the additives in the context of all products that fall within their purview, whether they are standardized or not. Technological need for those additives.
Thank you, India. And
I did listen to the explanation from the chairperson of the committee, and again, having listened to India, I think it will be the view of the Commission that the issues raised by India should be thoroughly discussed by the new Committee on Food Additives. And in the meantime, we could adopt the text as presented, but require the new Committee on Food Additives to consider thoroughly the proposals from India. And I hope India can live with that suggestion. Seeing no any other flag, then we adopt and request or ask the committee on Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En la parte de trámite 8 y 5.8, quería agregar de parte de Costa Rica que por ser Costa Rica un país en desarrollo, le es difícil participar en todos los grupos de trabajo que tiene el Códex. Sé que hubo un grupo de trabajo que estuvo estudiando la relación unívoca de los aditivos en las normas específicas con la norma general. Y específicamente en los párrafos 63 y 81 que hacen referencia a los apéndices 7 y 11 de la norma, de la NINORM 06-2912, hay varios aditivos que están en acción de revocatoria. Y en lo que es a Costa Rica le afecta bastante en lo que es la industria de grasas y aceites, específicamente en las categorías para margarinas, productos similares, y grasas con ausencia de agua. Entonces, como este es el caso, quería solicitar que por favor no se revoquen esos aditivos, ya que para nuestro país sería un impacto bastante grande en nuestra industria de grasas y aceites. Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica. We are on the draft revision of the preamble of the Codex General Standard for Food Additives, and when we come to the one we have mentioned, then I will invite you to again put your intervention, right? Netherlands, please.
Mr. Chair, I don't want to make it more difficult, but I have to maybe protect the next host of the editors. I think we had a very, very lengthy discussion on this text here at 1.2. And of course, the point that is made by India was really taken into account making this text. And I think we tried to make a very clear diagram in the preamble as how to interreact between the horizontal committee and the commodity committee. And I think there is, of course, when the commodity committee is in charge of that, they will be part of the discussion. So may I suggest that we still put forward the text as put forward by the committee.
Thank you. The Netherlands, I recognize your very good intention of protecting the baby, but there is a country raising some observations, and let's give that country an opportunity to air its observations in the new committee, but the text will be adopted as presented. Okay, seeing no any other flag, we adopt the text as presented as the draft revision of the preamble of the Codex General Standard for Food Additives. And can we go to the next one? It's adopted step 8 though. So the next one is the draft food additive provisions for General Standard for Food Additives. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of this text at step 8. Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia notes that the recommendation of the CC Exec of the 58th session of the CC Exec has not been agreed by the Chairman of the CCFAC. Nevertheless, Malaysia would like to support the proposal of the 58th session of the Executive Committee that the CAC defer the adoption of Appendix 7 and Appendix 9 at this session in view that the provisions in the food category 2.2.1.2 margarine and similar products and category 13.1.1 infant formula and category 13.1.2 fallout formula is still under deliberation by the Codex Committee on Fats and Oils and the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses. So Malaysia believes that the respective food additive provisions in the respective food categories mentioned should be deferred until the deliberations of the standards have been deliberated by the committees concerned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I tried to suggest the idea that we followed was that we look at standards that are there, that we take them over. And of course, we realize that there are more standards under development, even when we're talking about margarine. I think even in the milk and milk products, there is something very close to that under development. So our suggestion as CCFAC was that we take up the one-to-one, the standards that have a one-to-one relation as they are. And of course, when they're developing, when they're developed, we can easily take up that what is there. So there is no reason to object to what is happening over there. We take it up as soon as it is decided, and then it will be entered in GSFA. This is my suggestion. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to proceed.
Thank you, the Netherlands. And Salma, can you say something, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That was just to inform, as mentioned in the document, that the Committee on Fats and Oils is now discussing the draft standard for fat spreads and blended spreads, which will include margarine and other types of fat spreads. And it's the last session, in fact, to be discussed is the additive section. So that's still under discussion. And similarly, in the Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Special Dietary Uses, which, by the way, is not a commodity committee but a general committee as well, is discussing the standard for infant formula, and there are still various sections under consideration, and one of them is additives. So additives are in discussion now, substantial discussion in this committee, which will be held in November of this year. But of course, as following the current procedure, you prepare additive section, and then they are endorsed by the Committee for Additives and then integrated into the GSFA. But if we look at Annex 9, there is recommendation to have statement in commodity committees indicating, and in particular in these two standards, that there is no list of additives, but there is a reference to the, only a reference to the GSFA, so we would also need clarification from the Commission on whether these two committees should seize the discussion on additives and only refer to the GSFA, because that would be a change. In that case, these committees would no longer need to discuss the additives section. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Salma, and I'm sure Malaysia is happy with the explanation. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the chair of CCFAC explained this very well, that the general standard captures existing standards and will be changed as commodity committees develop new standards or change standards. So we agree, the United States agrees with the view of the chair of CCFAC that the appendices reflect a one-to-one correspondence with existing standards. Commodity committees will still discuss additive provisions, but they will be contained within the GSFA as a single source of information on food additives. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America. Malaysia again, and this will be the last time, I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Malaysia would like to propose that the rest of the food additive provisions be adopted. However, for the provisions in the food categories 2.1.1.2 for margarine and similar products, and food categories 13.1.1 for infant formula, and food categories 13.1.2 for a formula, be deferred until it is further discussed by the committees concerned and referred back to the CTFAC for the endorsement. Thank you.
Thank you, Malaysia, and you are actually reiterating the recommendation by the 58th session of the Executive Committee. Malaysia, if I could come back to you, we have food category 13.1.1 infant formula and food category 13.1.2 follow-up formula. Did you mean both of them or only infant formula?
Both of them, as well as food category 2.2.1.2 margarine and similar products. Thank you.
Thank you. The Malaysian proposal seems to be a compromise between the Executive Committee recommendation. Ideally, the Executive Committee had recommended to not adopt the text, but Malaysia is saying we could adopt, but without adopting food categories 02.21.1.2 and food category 13.1.1 infant formula and food category 13.1.2 follow-up formula.
Netherlands,
please.
Chair, I don't want to. I want to point out to you that if we alter this in this appendix, and the later appendices will be have to be changed as well, and that will be far more difficult. So, I think this will. I just want to point it out, not that it makes a difference. I think if you have to decide, you have to decide, but it means that all the other items, appendices, can't be accepted as it is, because there we try to make alignment with the two. One is by food category, the other is by additives, and it has to be linked together. So I think it is not just this item that we decide on, it's the other items as well. And again, but I think more important is whether you want to go by the general rule, taking up old ones or new ones. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands, for that clarification. And the problem will not really be technical, but the question of time involved. And then we adopt the text with a recommendation from Malaysia that we don't adopt the food category 0.2.1.12 and food category 13.1.1 infant formula and food category 13.1.2 follow-up formula. United States of America, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The United States will reserve its position on this decision. We believe this decision slows up the work of Codex unnecessarily. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, United States of America, and reservation is made. European communities, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to reiterate what has already been stated by some of the previous speakers, notably the Dutch chairperson of the committee, we risk unravelling a lot of the standards scheduled to be adopted later on under this particular item, and also picking up on the intervention of the Codex Secretariat itself. CCNFSDU will in due course be addressing some of these issues, as will indeed the Oils and Fats Committee. So frankly, we don't have any sympathy for the request from Malaysia, and we also, like the US, would have a reservation on any changes to the proposed adoption of the standard. Thank you.
Thank you, European communities.
Adopted. And now we have
to... Okay, thank you, then it's adopted.
We go to the other. We go to this sentence from the Executive Committee report that Commission invites CACFAC to review the food category 0.02.2.1.2 in order to ensure one-to-one correspondence with the relevant
Can I also draw the attention of the Commission to the Executive Committee, to the report of the 58th session of the Executive Committee, and in particular paragraph 10, and the last statement requires an endorsement from this Commission, that the Executive Committee also invited the Codex Committee on Food Additives and Contaminants to review the above food category in order to ensure one-to-one correspondence with the relevant standards. So I wish to ask if there are any objections to this recommendation from the Executive Committee. Seeing none, then the Commission endorses this recommendation. Can we then go to the other standard? That's draft maximum level for lead in fish. And I wish to ask the Commission if there is any objection to adoption of this text at step 8. European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This, of course, is one of the long-standing issues under discussion in CACFAC. The European communities had reservations that the proposed level posed problems, in that we can and should be able to reach lower levels for the vast range of fish categories, and that we only needed a higher level for some particular classes of fish. However, in the interest of consensus and in recognition of the very good work of the chairperson of the committee in advancing this measure, we lift our reservation. Thank you.
Thank you, European Community. Good. Seeing no any other flag, then the text is adopted at step 8. Can we go to the next one, please? That is maximum levels of cadmium in marine bivalve mouths, extending oysters and the scallops and in cephalos without viscera and in polished rice. Can I ask if there is any objection to adoption of this text at step 8? The European Community, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, the European Community wishes to note that the Commission adopted last year at step 5 a draft maximum level of 1 milligram per kilogram for cadmium in marine bivalve mollusks, excluding oysters and scallops, and also in cephalopods without viscera. And at this decision, there was concern expressed by a number of delegations last year's meeting, and it was agreed that CCFAC should consider this level to see in how far it is indeed achievable, also the need to better define the species to which the maximum levels are applicable, and also the use of this level to process products. We note that these issues have not been considered at the CCFAC, and that the level has been increased from 1 milligram per kilogram to 2 milligram per kilogram without considering these issues. And therefore, we request that the proposed maximum level should be returned to step 6, enabling the Codex Committee dealing with contaminants to look at and to look in more detail at these issues at its next meeting, and to propose a maximum level for cadmium in marine bivalve mollusks and cephalopods with due consideration of the issues raised last year at this meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.